Hi, I'm Megan Hayden, owner of Riverbend Bookshop, with two locations and a book truck. We are based in Glastonbury and West Hartford. We started with one. We opened our Glastonbury location in 2018 and in West Hartford just this past November 2022. And we launched the Riverbend Book Truck in 2021. That was sort of a COVID project where we needed something to keep busy with and a way to get out and into the community after being cooped up for so long. COVID was a force that changed absolutely every single thing about how we did business. If you can imagine, we were a bookstore whose main purpose in life is to create a space where people can come in and talk with each other about books and make personal connections. And we weren't allowed to do that for quite some time. Our retail store was actually closed for 16 months, partially because of COVID restrictions. And then later, because in order to survive the pandemic, we switched over to completely online business and fulfilling web orders. We went to doing 85% of our business online within about a 3-week period. So that was an incredible transformation. We also do a lot of business-to-business orders. We love working with companies here who want to host book clubs or leadership groups or have a conference and gift everybody a book. We also do a lot of work with schools. That's one of our most favorite things to do, is bring authors into the classroom, and the book sales to those families or bulk book sales to school districts are a critical part of keeping our doors open. Inflation has been a real challenge for us this year in a lot of ways. Of course, the cost of goods sold, so the cost of books is going up. The price of books, consequently, is going up. In our industry, prices are printed on the books in almost every case, which is really unusual for retail. So we don't price books at what we need in order to make the business work. We price them at what they cost and we make the business work with what's left. So that's a challenge for us. And then wage inflation, which we support and work very hard to provide a livable wage for our staff. But minimum wage has increased quite a lot over just these last 5 years, which puts a lot of pressure on the business. Bookselling is a real art. So you have to be a book lover, but you also have to be willing to talk with people about books on almost every topic. It's a very special and unique and educated individual that we are looking for here. But we've also worked hard to develop the roles for all of our booksellers so that people who want to make more of a career of this or use their time at Riverbend Bookshop as a stepping stone into other aspects of the book world, we want to help build skills while they're here. So that's a unique piece of our employment proposition. I opened a bookstore because I lived in Glastonbury for 10 years and there was no bookstore. And one day I thought, somebody ought to do this. And I realized that that could be me. And my family runs this bookshop with the help of many talented booksellers, but it's a real labor of love. And it's something that we're committed to doing because it makes our own town better and stronger. And having the chance to bring that to West Hartford and other communities has been so special because it's just increased our conception of what our community is. Our world got a little bit bigger when we moved across the river, but all of our small business neighbors are like that. Owning a bookstore is the most magical experience. I don't know what the future holds for Riverbend, but I think that there's more demand than is being met for independent bookstores, and I think every community deserves a bookstore, so I'd really love to see more bookstores springing up all over the state.